Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's another great day in the lives of our small businesses with all the challenges, all the opportunities. You know, you weren't, as the old song goes, no one ever promised you a rose garden. And if you're a small business owner, you know all about that, don't you? Well, somebody else who knows all about that is our good buddy, Tim Berry. Tim is he owns a small business, and he's the founder and the leader of the Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro. And Tim's been a member of our Brain Trust going way back, all the way to 1998. We're going to be celebrating his 11th anniversary with us as a member of our Brain Trust in just a couple of months. And he's here to talk to us about some 21st century ways to think about business planning. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. And I'm also here to congratulate you on an important anniversary. 11 is a big one. What is that? That's it's not gold.
I think it's pewter or tin or something like that.
In business, it might be gold.
It might be. Well, you know, any new year that you can celebrate is gold in small business, isn't it?
Yeah, longevity. It's like business years are you calculate differently, like dog years, sort of.
Right. Exactly. No, I think I hadn't thought about the dog year thing. That's a good way to think about it. But you know, Tim, I was talking to the audience earlier in the show about celebrating milestones. I mean, you know, if you're a startup and you make it a month, celebrate that. If you've been around a couple of years and you make it to three, celebrate that. If you've been around 32 years, celebrate 32 years. How old is your business, Tim?
We're now 25 years last April.
All right. So next year when 26 comes around, celebrate 26. Don't you think it's important that small business owners spend a little more time celebrating and a little less time just with their head down?
Oh, boy, these days especially. Yeah, you find what you can celebrate while everybody else is figuring out. I mean, our newspaper's full of bad news these days.
Well, everything, you know, all the news seems to be bad these days. But, you know, I keep coming back to why we do what we do in our small businesses, Tim. I mean, look at the jobs. Look at the jobs you've created as a small business owner. Look at the products that you've created. Look at the good things that you've done for people, and small business owners. Look at the people who have a sandwich shop. Look at the people they feed. I mean, small business owners have. It's not very. They don't have to look very far to see the good that they do in the world, do they?
You know, Jim, I was in an award ceremony as a spectator. A few years ago, and the woman who won the award for Emerging Business of the Year in Oregon got up and had this interesting point of view. She was talking about, since she started her business, which had been, I don't know, 5-6 years earlier, since she started her business, she had counted how many houses people and her employee had bought in the local market.
Wow.
And she had like 20 or 30 employees or whatever it was, but it was 40 or 50 houses, and it just is an interesting way. I remember that since as that's a cool way to mark what's going on in a community as a small business makes it.
Well, and those are the kinds of attaboys that I think we should celebrate. Those are the kinds of milestones that I think we should all celebrate. And I think sometimes small business owners think they're bragging on themselves. But you know what, folks? I think people like it. Don't you think people like it when you're able to recognize a milestone? I mean, people who do business with you, I know the people I do business with. I want to think I'm doing business with successful people.
Yes, and besides which, a celebration is a good marketing moment for a lot of good solid business marketing reasons. Things like the houses and so on, when we moved to Eugene, Oregon from Palo Alto, California, 16 years ago, I was the only employee. Now we have 42 employees. I quietly count those things myself in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we should. Maybe you're right. Maybe we should do it just simply as a matter of marketing. I mean, we do tell our customers that this is the 11th version of Business Plan Pro and things like that. But we didn't do a 10-year or a 20-year celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Probably should get some badge or logo, right?
Well, yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, I think, and I think, I'll tell you something else. I think that means something to big business customers. I think they want to, when big businesses consider small businesses to do business with them, they want to feel like that these people are going to be around when the contract ends.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Hold on to that thought, Tim. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk, when we come back, we are going to talk about 21st century. We're going to weave this, believe it or not. Tim and I will, I promise you, we'll weave this conversation into 21st century business planning. Coming right up after these messages. Twin Tail, stay with us.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating 11 years of broadcasting the Small Business Advocate Show. Also, our website and the ninth year of our newsletter, which we haven't missed a week, haven't missed a Sunday afternoon in 9 years. And so we love serving you, small business owners. We love introducing you and reintroducing you, continuing to introduce you to smart people like our good friend Tim Berry, a longtime original member. He is an original member of our Brain Trust, president of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro. The website's just one of the most important business planning websites on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, is bplans.com. If you want to know how to do a business plan and you don't go to bplans.com, you're backing up. I'll tell you that right now. Tim, let's weave our celebration, our celebrating milestones conversation into some 21st century stuff. You know, that could be part of your next year plan. Is to look out and you know, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing here, Tim, but you know, you could look out, let's say your anniversary. Now, for example, my 20th anniversary of my company, which I founded before I started doing my radio show, is next May of 20th anniversary will be next May 21st 2009. So what would be wrong with me in my business planning right now planning a marketing effort right now, starting to think about that in my plan for next May, for next spring.
Isn't that one of the great examples of why you want to be planning? Because to do that right, you have to coordinate it and think about it in advance and schedule something and come up with the idea and the right implementation.
Give it a budget.
That's a great example of the fundamental question of why plan? Why bother to plan? Well, it's better for your business if you do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And plan it and budget it, because usually when things are planned and budgeted, they happen. And
yeah,
if they're not, they don't. Or if they do, they're done poorly.
Yeah, if they're not planned and budgeted, then it's simply trying to catch up, putting out fires, reactive rather than proactive. And, hey, you know, that's better than not doing anything at all. But
right.
We a lot of time, what we want is to do our business better. We want to optimize, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to do the best we can, not just haphazard.
Tim, you've got an event coming up. Is it today, the Back to Fundamentals webinar?
We have, yes, thank you for asking. We have a Back to the Fundamentals webinar celebrating Global Entrepreneurship Week, which happens about 3 hours and 14 minutes from now. We have...
Mm-hmm.
Several hundred people signed up to join me in an hour of a free webinar on it. Back to the fundamentals seems to be a very important theme for entrepreneurship these days, because we know we have very difficult economic times, present and the near future. And you need those fundamentals sometimes to just remember some of the classics, like don't spend more money than you have. You know?
Mm-hmm.
stuff like that that should be pretty obvious, but sometimes in business we forget. So yes, I'll be doing that in just a few hours.
And can people still sign up? People can still sign up for that right now, can't
yes,
they?
Yes, you mentioned bplans.com. If they go to bplans.com/fundamentals, it is free, but you have to pre-register, and that's where you would go to do it.
Will it be available in an archive later?
Yes, thank you for asking that.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're doing that because it will be, and let us know when it's completed and give us a link and we'll put it up on our website too. But folks, if you get a chance to go there's nothing like hearing Tim live, as you know. Tim, that's bplans.com, and just click on the webinar.
Bplans.com, and yeah, there is a little graphic right there on the front page too.
Talk to us about give us a little preview about what you call business plan fundamentals.
Back to the fundamentals. Well, can I do a quick interruption of both of us?
Yes.
Because one of the things I wanted to say today on your anniversary is how much I like that new website that you have.
Thank
you. We're talking about websites. So that redesign that came out, what, last week?
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, okay, 2 weeks ago. That was great.
Thank you.
I recommend it. So now the planning fundamentals that I'm working on, I can give you a list of five, and maybe I do the list and then we talk about
good.
The time runs
yep.
out. But number one, planning is about results. Number two, form follows function. Number three, planning is management. Number four, planning manages change. And number five, planning is not accounting. So it's hard for me not to go on as I say each one.
I know it.
But there's the list. There's the five.
So what are the results we're looking for in a business plan?
What's important is that we break up that myth that, oh, you have to have a business plan, for example, that, and then people think, oh, well, I don't or I do or maybe not for me. The point of planning being about results is the value of the planning is the decision it causes. So you could have the world's best business plan stuffed in a drawer somewhere where you never look at it, and it becomes a huge waste of potential benefit. That's the results I'm talking about, and you get them by the right planning process, which means you don't just write a plan. You live with a plan. You keep a plan on your computer alive, and you review it, and you manage it.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Tim. We'll take a quick break, folks. We'll come back. We're gonna rip through these other points that Tim's talking about on the fundamentals that he and I will be talking about in the months ahead. We'll be going over all of these a little bit more. Don't forget, folks, go to bplans.com and check out the free webinar he's got coming up in just a few hours. I know you'll like it, and I promise you'll benefit from it. Stay with us. Right back. 10 till. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Tim Berry is our guest. He's helping us celebrate our 11th year on the air, and he's the president of Palo Alto Software. They're the folks who make Business Plan Pro. Your new book, Tim, is The Plan As You Go Business Plan. This, you could also have been a subtitle that said The 21st Century Way of Thinking About Business Planning. What do you think?
I like it when you say that, and that's really very much dear to my heart, because the newest book is, it's funny how closely it's related to Back to Business Plan Fundamentals, but people need to break the myth, which is why plan as you go. You start with what you're going to use. Your business planning is because it's good for your business. And as you grow, your plan grows, and most important, and we're just talking about it's about results, the plan's value is management, steering, course correction. What did we think was going to happen? What actually happened? Now what do we do to manage the change? Because, boy, in the 21st century, have we ever... are we ever dealing with change?
And Tim, I like the word results, but I want to delve into that just a little bit, because for a long time, and I'm sure you've gotten 1,000, maybe 10,000 questions about this over the years, people would say, well, what results should I expect from my business plan? Well, now more than ever before, can't we define the result that we want for our own business plan?
The point that I would put to that is the planning is a way to proactively control your destiny and head towards the results you want instead of letting the world come at you just haphazard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's all about, everything in business is about results that you measure ultimately with more money in the bank.
So you take it to the world. Don't wait on the world to take it to you.
Yes. Yeah.
See, that's such an important thing, small business owners. Tim, I've been telling people, you know, meet the world halfway. If you wait till the world comes to you, either it won't ever get there, or when it gets there, you won't like what it brings you.
Well, because it takes planning and coordination to proactively work in the right direction. Otherwise, you're just drifting, you know, and let's see what happens to you.
Right,
yes,
absolutely. Tim, another thing that you got, just since we won't have time to do all five of these, one of the things that I like is the part about form follows function. I think that's such an important thing. So many people who are doing business plan think that they've got to have some preconceived notion about how pretty this thing needs to be. And that's not really the case, is it?
No, not at all. And it is the case, as you suggest, that a lot of people misunderstand. And they think that a business plan is some set formula recipe-like document that has exactly these components. And form follows function in the sense that a business plan is what you need to run your business. So you might not need that whole fabulous market research section, and you might not need to explain your management team to yourself because you're not going out of your business with it. You're just wanting to prioritize and set your steps and be able to track your progress towards goals. So you do only as much as you need to run your business better. That's the core of the form follows function idea.
Form follows function, to me, you're saying that, Tim, gives me permission as a, you know, if I'm a small business owner who's never done a business plan, who's not a guru like you, your form follows function advice gives me permission to say I get to decide what this looks like. Whatever form this is in that works for me, if it's on the back of a number 10 sack, if that's what I say the form works for me, I get to do that.
And not only, yes, absolutely, and not only what it looks like, but what it includes. I know some businesses which, if they simply do a sales forecast and manage plan versus actual sales,
right,
they're going to double the impact of planning in their business. So
right,
you also get to decide how big it is and
mm-hmm.
how much it includes. It might be just the sales forecast and the expense budget and the main strategy. It might be just that to run your business better. You decide according to what you need to do better business.
It's so great to hear the world's expert on business planning talking to us about real-world applications of the business plan, the way small business owners really use a business plan, the elements of a business plan, the way we really need them, and so it's we're, you know, we're not even talking about getting money from venture capital anymore. We're just talking about running our business. Hey Tim, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all the years that you've been a great supporter of all the things that we do.
It's been a privilege and an honor, Jim, and congratulations again on your anniversary.
Thanks. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of the Plan As You Go Business Plan. Don't forget to go to bplans.com and check out his webinar. It's coming up real soon. You don't want to miss it. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, for 11 years, this program has been about you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.